much. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
No.
Okay, to cover a pillow, you would use a
pillow slip.
Okay. And if the light goes out, you have to change the
light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
TV.
Or the long version of that is
television.
Mm-hmm. And to protect your clothes when you cook, you wear
an apron.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your
coat.
Mm-hmm. And a cloth that you blow your nose with is a
handkerchief.
Uh-huh. And another kind of cloth that you use to wipe the sweat off your brow, or you might tie it around your head.
A bandana.
Mm-hmm. And clothes that you use to work in the garden are called?
I don't know what you want.
Well, what would you say? I better change out of my good clothes and put on my...
my old clothes.
Okay.
Is that what you, okay.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work. How about clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Winter clothes.
Mm-hmm. And shoes that you wear out in the garden are called?
Gardening shoes.
That'll work.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Well, sometimes some of these questions are geared for farming and ranching people. And so, you know, where we might say gardening clothes or gardening shoes, they might say overalls.
Okay.
Or clodhoppers or,
okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So gardening shoes is fine. That's perfect.
Okay.
Now, to protect our hands, we wear...
Mm-hmm.
And to protect your head from the sun, you wear
pants.
Mm-hmm. And men's clothing that they wear on their legs are called
trousers.
Okay, and now to keep trousers up, they wear an elastic thing called
suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know some? Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Mexican food.
What kinds of Mexican food?
Enchiladas. That's my favorite.
Do you cook them yourself?
Yes. Now, I'll fix enchiladas, but I don't cook tacos. I don't make them at all.
What's your recipe for enchiladas? How do you make your enchiladas?
Open a can. But it's very important. I always add a little bit of sugar. And before I put the sauce in, I brown a little bit of flour and almost not... burn it, but I get it pretty brown.
In a skillet, or
in a skillet,
oh.
And then they add the sauce out of the can. But that little bit of sugar is very important.
So you have your sauce. Then you dip the tortillas into the sauce, and
mm-hmm.
How, do you bake your enchiladas, or
no? I don't. I might if I'm cooking for a large number of people, but
mm-hmm.
just for Sam and myself, I just make flat kind.
So you stack them.
Stack them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you put an egg on top?
Yes.
That's how we make ours, too.
Right.
Do you make red ones or green ones?
Red. I like the red ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we go out, sometimes I'll order green ones, but I never make them at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some other dishes that you like to eat?
Mm-hmm. Now, are you looking for something traditional or
well,
just
traditionally
anything?
El Paso. I mean, things that you would associate with El Paso, maybe.
Oh.
I mean, things that you cook are like all
well,
fair game because
yeah,
we are
I cook chicken. I like beef. We don't, of course, don't eat as much beef as we used to.
Hmm.
Seems to me like the new thing is everyone's got high cholesterol. So,
right.
Fish, I don't do too well with fish.
We don't get good fish here.
No. I don't like this. It smells the house up, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I will cook it. I have not ruined it out completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?